To connect your call, press 3.
Mr. Warren, are you there?
Yeah, sorry, but that's...
Okay. Okay, have a look, sir. You're in the comm tech. Have a look on the very left-hand top corner. You can see comm tech and a white logo, or like a yellow color logo. Just above that, do you see Net Bank? Do you see that?
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yes, that's opened up.
Okay, just take all of your accounts here. Just take all of your accounts. That do you see any unauthorized transaction was made? Just go ahead and check that.
What did you want me to view on accounts?
Yes, I want you to go ahead and check all of your accounts, your transaction. Do you find any unauthorized transaction was made or not?
I found any.
And will you please let me know one thing, sir? Like, apart from this computer, do you use any smartphone? No need to be confused. I'm just asking you, apart from this computer, do you use any smartphone? Do you use that?
Do I use any what?
Any smartphone, any mobile phone.
Not mobile.
So what type of device do you use apart from the computer?
I'm on the Net Bank page, which says Smart Access.
I understand that. I'm just asking you one thing. Apart from this computer, what type of device you use? Do you use any smartphone?
I just use my computer.
And you don't have any smartphone?
I do have a smartphone, but I don't use it.
Is it an Android phone or an iPhone?
Android.
Okay, Mr. Warren, so you're telling me that you're using a smartphone also, right?
I am.
And it's an Android phone, right?
I don't use the phone, but this is on my computer, phone, my desktop.
Yes, because what we are going to do, Mr. Warren, we are simply going ahead and running a security on your computer right now. Okay, now for running the security, maybe as your computer was infected, we will take 15 to 20 minutes to run a security on your computer, and after that, whatever the activities you do with the help of the computer, it's going to be safe and secure. But as your internet is not safe and secure right now, we need to go ahead and activate a security on your mobile for 5 minutes, okay? So, wait for a second. Can you do one thing, sir? On your mobile phone, simply put the phone on speaker and go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons, okay?
I'll get your phone.
Okay, take your sweet time. And maybe your computer is going to get a black for the security reason, okay?
Oh, sorry. I'm talking to you one more minute
long. Okay. Not a problem.
Okay. What do you want me to do?
On your mobile, you can see Play Store. Do you see that? P Play Store. Click on that Play Store, if you can see that. Open Play
Store. No, there's a phone number that appears. I don't know, 402-709.
Okay, put the phone on speaker. Put the phone on speaker.
Yes, it's on speaker, yes.
Now, press the home button and go back to your home screen of your mobile. Put the phone on speaker and go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons.
That's the home page, yes.
Okay, now on your home page, you can see an application which says Play Store. Do you see that? Click on Play Store.
Is that it? Google Play, is that what you wanted?
Yeah, Play Store. Play Store. P L A Y. Play Store. S T O R E.
Yeah, Google Play, yeah.
Open that.
Yeah.
Now on the very top you can see a magnifying glass which says search for apps and games. Do you see that?
No, I've got six apps on the page.
Okay, what are the things you can see?
All I've got up in the top right hand corner is a magnifying glass.
Click on that magnifying glass. Click on that. Now you need to type there quick support.
Q
as in train, letter Q.
A Q.
Letter Q as in train.
Yep, Q.
Then U as in unicorn.
Hang on, what's the key?
Where do you go? Put your phone up here. It will be letter Q as in queen, then U as in unicorn, U.
Okay. The phone's going backwards. All I've got is numbers.
Okay, what you can see on your mobile right now, just tell me that.
Q, what comes after that?
After Q, you need to type U as in unicorn, letter U.
Yeah, Q, U.
Then I as in Indiana, I.
I.
C as in Charlie, letter C.
B, was it?
C as in cat.
C.
C. Letter C as in cat.
Wrong one. Q. VPN.
No. It will be Q as in queen, U as in unicorn, I as in Indiana. It will be quick support, sir. Quick support. Quick support.
Quick
support. S U P P O R T.
Q U I C. Quick. I lost it again. Where the hell did it go?
Yeah, it will be quick support. Quick support. Q U I C. K, quick support. S U P P.
Yes. Yeah, I got that. Okay.
Now search for that. Search for that. And when you search for that, you can see a blue clear application came up on the screen, which says Team Viewer Quick Support. Do you see that? Team Viewer Quick Support. Do you see that?
Yeah, I can see Quick Support. Underneath it, I got Quick Support Team View.
Yeah, click Click on that. Team Weaver Quick Support. Click on that.
Yes.
Now, when you give a click on that, what you can see? Do you see Team Weaver Quick Support? And just beside that, you can see a green color box that says Install. Do you see that?
I can see the Install,
yeah. And what is the thing you can see? Do you see Team Weaver Quick Support?
Quick Support. You want me to
install? Yeah, first read out for me what you can see, sir. What is the exact thing you can see? Do you see Team Weaver Quick Support? Team Weaver Quick Support?
I've got a page that says Team View Quick Support.
Click on Install. Click on Install.
Yes, Install. You want me to do that?
Yes, click on Install. Now, when you will get to see Open, please let me know, sir, okay? When you get to see Open.
Mm-hmm.
When you can see Open, please let me know.
A Samsung SMX200.
Click on Install. Yes, Install.
Install, right. And then it's got available on more devices.
Is it installing right now?
Beg your pardon?
You can see Open or Install, you can see that.
Yeah, I clicked on Install, and it's what's opened up now is TeamView Quick, available on more devices.
No, did you see just Install? Only says Install?
Up the top, yeah.
Yes, click on Install. Just give a click on Install.
And it says TeamViewer Quick Support.
Yes, click on Install.
Open. Right. Uninstall.
No need to give a click on Uninstall. Click on Open. Click on Open.
Open, yeah.
Now, when you give a click on Open, what you can see, just tell me.
It's got a line down the bottom that says I accept the EULA and DPA.
Now let me tell you what is DPA. DPA stands for Data Protection Authority. As we are going to provide you the security for your data, which is used by some fraudster. Do you see on the very bottom, agree and continue? Do you see that? Agree and continue.
At the bottom.
Yes. Click on that.
Right, it comes up, share this device screen to any
computer. Not that one. This is just an advertisement. Do one thing. Swipe the screen right to left 3 times. Swipe the screen right to left 3 times.
There's a green arrow pointing right.
You can do one thing. You can normally swipe the screen right to left 3 times, okay? Or if you want, you can click on that arrow 3 times, okay?
Share this device screen to any computer.
Again, no. Again, swipe the screen or click on that arrow 3 times. Just 3 times, sir, okay? Swipe the screen again, right to left.
It won't strike to the left, to the right, rather.
Okay, on the very bottom right-hand corner, do you see the arrow which is pointing rightward? Do you see that? The arrow?
Yes.
Click on that arrow 2 times. Click on that arrow 2 times.
Nothing's happening.
Okay, what you can see, just tell me.
I'm clicking on the arrow, but nothing's happening.
Can you do one thing? Can you swipe the screen right to left? Swipe the screen right to left?
What's that?
Swipe your mobile screen right to left, okay? Yes.
Even to another mobile, it says.
Again, swipe the screen right to left. Swipe the screen right to left one more time.
Right to left.
Yes, again.
Transfer files from this device to your computer or vice versa.
And after that, what you can see?
You've got a green space with
Again, swipe the screen right to left. Can you hang up that call, sir? Yes. So I just didn't write it up.
I shut this other phone up. I've got a green dot with an arrow pointing both ways in a circular motion.
Okay. What is the exact thing you can see on the very top?
There's a phone and a computer. An image of a phone and a computer. And down the bottom it says transfer files.
I'm telling you again, you need to swipe the screen right to left. Swipe the screen right to left.
Left.
Right to left. Swipe the screen.
Yeah, I'm doing that. I've got two phones.
Do you see on the very bottom screen any green box? Click on that. Next.
Sorry, what was that?
On the very bottom right-hand corner, do you see accept or next?
No, on the right-hand corner, I've got three horizontal lines.
So do you know how to swipe the screen right to left? Do you know that? You just need to swipe your screen right to left, okay? Just swipe the screen right to left. Yes. Now tell me what you can see.
Two mobile phones, by the look of it.
And after that?
Swipe the screen to any computer.
On the very bottom, what you can see? On the very bottom right-hand corner.
Three horizontal stripes is right in the very bottom.
On the very bottom right-hand corner?
Yeah.
Oh, click on that. Click on that arrow.
On the arrow.
Yes, click on that. Normally, if you want to swipe the screen right to left, you need to do the same thing. You need to swipe your page right to left. So just you need to do that only, okay?
Well, on my phone, it doesn't swipe to the left or right. It swipes up or down.
Can you try to swipe the screen right to left? Can you try to do that? It will do, sir. It will do.
I'm trying to get that. Yeah, I've lost the page now.
Now what you can see?
Oh, back on the home page.
Go back to the home page, right?
So if I go back onto play.
No, have a look. You can see a new application came up on the screen which says Play Store. Okay, are you there?
Yeah.
Now,
on
your mobile home page, you will find out a new application came up which says Quick Support. Do you see that? A new application, Quick Support.
On the home page?
Yes, a blue and the white. Okay, open Play Store, sir. Open Play Store. Open Play Store. Open Play Store.
Yes.
Now what you can see?
Team View Quick Support.
Click on Open. Click on Open.
Special app access required.
PC setting.
Yes.
Click on Setting.
Now what you
can see when you give a click on setting?
Apps, list of apps, it says display over other apps.
And do you see quick support? Do you see that? Quick support. Do you see quick support?
No, I'm afraid not.
Yes, and just beside that you can see a small gray circle which is off. You need to click on that and make it highlighted, okay? Click on that.
What?
Where you can see Team Viewer Quick Support, just beside that, do you see a small gray circle? Do you see that? A gray circle?
No, but here the connector's device or any other device.
It's your ID and some number?
Yes, here on the bottom, yes.
Write down the ID and the ID on the piece of paper. This is your the mobile security ID, okay? Write down that. When you've written down on that piece of paper, please let me know.
And it says, please connect to my device by opening.
Yeah, just write down the number on the piece of paper, sir. I just want you to write down the number on the piece of paper, okay?
Okay.
When you're done, please let me know.
1639202031553. Yeah, got that.
Now, what you need to do, you need to read out the number slowly, slowly. Read out the number.
Okay, and I'm going to put my glasses on, which is very small.
Okay. The number which says your ID.
Yeah, TeamViewCom. 1639.
Slowly, slowly, sir. 1639.
2031
153. Can you confirm the number one more time?
1639 203 153. It's got three little dots after it.
Okay. Now let me tell you, sir, when we are going to activate this security ID for you, you will get to see a verification message like allow or accept. If you can see any verification message, allow or accept, click on that. Do you see allow? Click on allow. If you can see allow, click on allow. If you can see that allow, click on allow.
The sound is fading out.
What you can see?
No, all I've got is please connect to my device. I've got copy or nearby.
And you don't see allow?
No, okay.
You don't see allow?
No, all I've got is copy or nearby.
And you can see your number right now on your mobile. Do you see your ID and the number 1639203153?
That's correct.
And shortly you will get to see allow. If you can see allow, please click on allow. Do you see that?
No, it doesn't have allow. It's got copy or nearby.
It says copy or nearby?
Yeah.
And just underneath that, do you see skip or cancel? Do you see that?
It says no recommended people to share with.
Okay, can you remove that? Can you remove that? Can you go back to the previous page?
Go that way.
Okay, what you can say? Tell me one more time.
Nearby.
Okay, no need to. You need to leave that page. Okay, you just need to go back to the previous page where you can see the number. You can see the number right now.
No, I've lost it again. The page just dropped. Says it. Ten view quick for open install.
Click on open.
How to connect to this device? Add on available.
It says add on available, right? Do you see OK?
Do you
see download or OK?
And my ID, is it?
Okay. Do you see allow or anything like that? Allow.
No.
What do you see?
Allow remote support. Yes, I can see that.
Click on allow. Then you can see start now. Click on start now.
It's opening up. Start recording or casting.
Yes, click on start now.
Start now.
He has given that.
And push support to access this device.
While using the application.
Then I've got has connected to your device. Welcome to Microsoft Support Desk.
Now minimize this page.
Sorry, what?
Go back to your home screen, sir. Go back to your home screen of your mobile. Go back to your home screen.
Home page, yes.
Yes. Now open the Google Play one more time.
Google Play.
Yes.
Yes.
Open Google Play.
Just type the quick support.
Now on the very top you can see a magnifying glass. Click on that magnifying glass. On the very top right hand corner, do you see a magnifying glass on the very top right hand corner? Small magnifying glass. Do you see that?
Little green light.
Do you see that? A small magnifying glass. Click on that.
What, on the search button?
Yes. You're right. Click on that.
Okay.
Remove that. Delete that. Remove.
Yeah. Quick support.
Delete that. Make the panel empty, sir. Delete that. Okay. Remove that.
Remove it?
Yes, remove it.
I'm back to the...
You're making a mistake there, okay? Click on the magnifying glass or search one more time. Click on the...
Yeah.
Now click on the X sign if you can see that.
Yes, I can see it now, yeah.
Now type there A as an Apple A.
And it says search for access drives.
A as an Apple A.
A.
Then N for November, N. A for N for N.
Yes.
N for November, N. Letter N. Title N for November.
All right.
Then Y. Y for Yankee, Y.
Yes.
Type that. Now, do you see any desk came up? Click on that. Click on that, sir. Click on allow the app. Allow the app to continue running. Click on that. Allow the app to continue running.
Yes.
Now on the keyboard do you see a magnifying glass? Click on that.
Yeah.
Click on install if you can see that install. Click on install. Now wait, if you can see open, please let me know, Mr. Warren.
Sorry, what was that last bit?
Do you see open? If you can see open, please let me know if you can see open. Click on open. Click on that.
I've got any desk, and under that, any desk, remove something and still open.
Click on open. Now wait. Do you see OK? Click on OK. If you can see OK, click on OK. Now click on OK one more time. Click on OK. Click on install. If you can see that, click on install. Now wait, sir, if you can see any changes, please let me know.
Installing.
Okay, now have a look on the very top left-hand corner. Do you see the arrow which is pointing leftward? Click on that arrow. Now click on the search for apps and games. Click on that. Now type there any desk.
Any desk.
Yes.
One word?
Yes, on the very top, do you see any desk? Click on that. If you can see that, click on that. Click on open. Click on OK. Click on OK. Now scroll down, sir. Scroll down. Do you see any desk control service? Click on that. Any desk control service. Now do you see a small clear button? Click on that and turn it on. Click on allow.
Yes.
If you can see allow, click on allow. Click on allow. Now have a look at the very top left hand corner. Do you see the arrow which is pointing backward? Click on that arrow.
Yes.
Again click on that arrow.
That's pretty much more.
Click on OK. Click on OK.
Okay.
Now click on that on the very top left hand corner. You can see the cursor is blinking. Click on that. This, again, click on that. This small circle. Click on that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, click on the middle of the screen.
On the number?
Yes, click on that number. And write down this number on the piece of paper. Click on that middle of the screen again.
Sorry, what was that?
On your mobile, on the, do you see a white circle? Click on that white circle. Click on that.
Yep.
Click on that arrow again. Click on that circle one more time.
Click anywhere,
sir. Click anywhere on your mobile. Now you can see the number. Write down the number on the piece of paper. This is your new security ID, which is going to help you to get your proper security.
525175.
Write down that.
Yep.
Now do you see set password? Click on set password. No, wait. Give a click on that this page, security. Give a click on that white page. Now, wait, sir. Scroll down.
Only show incoming.
Scroll down.
Sorry, what was that?
You need to go to the very bottom down of this page. Scroll down.
Oh, right. Now wait.
Scroll up a little bit. Scroll up a little bit more. Wait. Do you see permission profile? Click on that permission profile. You see that? Permission profile. Now do you see full access? Click on that full access. Now do you see enable unattended? Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on that. Now it's asking for the password. You already written down the password on a piece of paper, right, sir? Write down this password, type the password on your mobile, the same password which you type there.
This is cancel.
No, where you can see cancel, just above the DC set password. Do you see that?
The password is too weak, yeah?
Where you can see this password is too weak, click on that. Click on that, the red straight line. Click on that red straight line. Okay, click on enable unattended access one more time. Click on that. Enable unattended access. Now click on that red line, okay? Click on that red line. Do you click on that? Are you there?
Yes. I'm clicking on the red line.
Now what you can see, do you see your keyboard came up?
Sorry, what was that?
Do you see the keyboard came up on your screen?
Yes.
You need to type the password all in smaller cases, A as in apple, A.
A.
M A. As in other, M.
Z, I am Z.
N for Nancy.
Wait a minute, I made a mistake.
The password which you written down on a piece of paper, you need to put the C same password there, okay? AMZN3210, okay? When you're done, give a click on OK.
Credit card enabled.
Now wait
enabled
for. Do you put the password and give a click on OK? You done with the password?
What? Permission profile page.
Okay. Did you put the password, sir? I'm talking about the password. You done with the password?
Yeah, I've already put it in. Oh, yes.
And did you give a click on OK? Do you give a click on OK when you put the password?
Probably not.
Probably not. What? You need, when you put the password, you need to give a click on OK, sir, okay?
Well, I'm on the page now. It says permission profile closed.
Do you see enable unattended access? Do you see that?
Profile enabled unattended access, yes, it's got a tick on it.
Click on that, if you can see that. Now wait for a second. This is, now click on that, enable unattended access one more time. And you see it's asking for the password, do you see that?
Set password.
Yes, now you can see a small white, a small red line. Click on that.
Okay.
And put, yes, and put the same password which you put before, sir, on the piece of paper. AMZN3210. Put that password and give a click on OK. Put the password and give a click on OK. Put the same password which you written down on a piece of paper and give a click on OK.
Pushed OK.
Click on OK.
Now, give permission profile is this page.
Now, wait for a second. Let me check that. Do you put the right password or not?
There we go.
Wait. Don't touch anywhere. If you can see start now, click on start now. If you can see that start now, click on start now, a green color box. Do you see that?
It's going back to the home page.
You going back to the home page, right?
Yeah.
And do you see the red and the white diamond color application any desk? Do you see that?
Yeah, I'm on the home page.
Okay, open Google Play. Open Google Play.
Google Play.
Yes, open. Now, when you open that, do you see any desk remote desktop?
What happened there?
Okay, what you can see? Tell me.
Welcome to Google Play.
Now, do you see the search panel or you can see any desk remote desktop open?
No, I've got welcome to Google.
You are in the Play Store right now? Google Play? Close each and everything, sir. On your mobile, close each and everything.
Sorry, close everything?
Yes, close each and everything on your mobile, okay? And then open Google Play. Close each and everything and open Google Play. You are in the Google Play right now?
Yeah, my desktop next door is on the dirt.
I'm talking about on your mobile, sir, on your mobile.
Yeah.
Open Google Play.
You want to take it off the internet?
Your internet is gone on your mobile?
Yes, no, it's here. It's open on the internet.
Okay, on your mobile, what you can see, tell me?
I've got search for apps.
Click on that and type your any desk.
Sorry,
click on that. Click on search for apps. Click on a search for apps.
Google Play.
No need to type Google Play, sir. You need to type there AnyDesk. AnyDesk.
That's in Google Play, isn't it?
Yes, on the very top where you can see search for apps.
It says search books.
It says search books. You made a mistake. On the very bottom left hand corner, do you see apps? Click on the apps.
No, we got up there is books. I don't know what I've done here. There's something going on.
Okay, wait, sir. As you are having some problem with me, what I will do, I will just simply connect this call to one of my senior supervisor who can make you understand, okay? Wait for a second. Hello?
Hello? Oh, hello.
Yes, sir. This is Jack from the Microsoft team. How are you doing today?
Confused. Very confused.
And what make you confused, sir? About the securities or anything else?
Oh, well, we've been 40 minutes.
I understand. You gave the 40 minutes. Let me show you something. Look onto your computer. Do you see the scanning has been going on?
Yes.
You can see the Wi-Fi scanning, and there will be the malicious software removing tools is also getting showing onto your screen. Now, let me tell you, sir, what is happening. Sometimes you need to understand the browsers which you are using, apart from the Google Chrome, it is not fully protected. And we suggest our customers to use the Google Chrome because you know that Google Chrome is the fastest and the safest browser. But what happens sometimes, the people are using the different browser from where they are using the different websites. And at the point of time, those websites, those harmful websites are generating some kind of malicious or spam junk products, or the infections which is coming from the internet are getting inside your device, okay? And as your Wi-Fi is getting compromised, those viruses can hit inside your hardware of your computer, and once they will just get inside your device, it may be copied itself from one place to another. And that is the same time, it will be just coming inside the computer or inside the network more than 1,000 or 1,000. And you have just seen, the previous colleague has already shown you about the event view. You can see more than 6,000 viruses you have inside the computer, correct?
Yes.
Yes. And that is the reason you need to understand the 6,000 viruses are not coming in a single day. It will be coming up from the few months. And that makes your computer slow. And what happened? Again and again, your internet is fluctuating, your devising is performing slow, and at the point of time, it may be crashed down at any point, right? And today is that black day where your computer is getting collapsed or it will be just getting freezed, understand? So that's why it will be taking some security time, and that's why we are just working on it to just deceive those things, and we will be able to just simply provide you the security. And while you just see the scanning is going on, it will be detect some other platform where your informations are getting misused or where those IP address which are just trying to getting inside it are going to be invisible through our security chain. Okay. So leave the computer as it is. The scanning is going on the computer. And look onto your mobile phone. Onto your mobile phone, you will be get to see there will be a red AnyDesk application which you have downloaded right now. So look onto your home screen. There will be a lot of application. Can you see like phone, camera, gallery, messages, Facebook, or whatever the application you use? Can you see that?
Yeah. There's a form scan in progress on the computer.
You are looking on the computer. I told you to look onto your mobile phone. Leave the computer as it is. Look onto your mobile phone, sir.
I'm sitting here beside the computer.
I understand.
There's nothing on my phone at the moment except the home.
Yes, that's why we need to connect to the security server. Look onto your home screen. There will be applications. Can you see the apps onto your mobile phone? Apps?
No.
What you can see on the mobile phone exactly? Tell me, what you can see?
On the computer. The Microsoft
mobile phone, sir. Are you not listening to me? I'm talking about the mobile phone, not the computer.
Who then?
I'm talking... Sir, I'm telling you to look onto your mobile phone, not the computer. Try to understand what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on the mobile.
Yeah, and did you put me on speaker on the mobile phone? You put me on speaker?
The speaker is on, yes.
Lovely. Now, on the mobile phone, what you can see exactly?
The home page. I've got done.
Okay. On the home page, you just look for the Red AnyDesk application. It will be onto your mobile phone home screen. Swipe the screen right side to left side and check all the icons one by one onto your mobile phone. There will be a Red AnyDesk application.
Yeah, I've got folders, Link to Windows, Google, Assistant, Albums, Notes.
Okay, then?
Down the bottom I've got the phone logo, messages, Google,
okay.
And Google Play, and the camera.
Okay, now swipe your screen right side to left side.
Right side or left side?
From the right side to left side. Swipe the screen from the right-hand side corner to the left-hand side corner.
My phone normally doesn't swipe left and right, it swipes up and down.
Okay, just swipe it from the down to the up.
Right.
Yeah. Now look for the Red AnyDesk application. Scroll the page. There will be a Red AnyDesk application, like a red icon, and there will be two white diamonds inside it. Did you find that?
No, not yet. What is it, red?
Red icon. Red icon with the white diamond inside it.
I've lost it again.
Okay, read the applications. What you can see, read it for me.
excuse me. I'm back to the home page.
Swipe your screen bottom to top, from the down to up. Yeah. Now read the name of the applications. What you can see on your mobile phone.
Messages, Google Play Store, AnyDesk, all that.
That AnyDesk. Open that, sir. Whenever I told you to open the Red AnyDesk, you need to open that application. Okay?
Finish your profile.
Yeah, leave beyond that page. Beyond that page, you will get to see a message came up called Start Now. Press on Start Now. There will be an option coming up called Start Now. Can you see that?
Yes, got it.
Press on that.
Yes.
Lovely. Now press on Close.
Close, right? Yes.
Yeah. There will be a red... Yeah. Again, press on Close. Again, press on Close.
Close, yeah.
Now... Do one thing, you press the home button. You press the home button. The square button from the bottom. Yeah. Now, listen to me. Now, you open the Play Store. Can you see the Play Store application? Open the Play Store.
Yes, open.
Yeah. Once you open the Play Store, at the top, can you see the search box? Click on the search box.
Yes.
Click on the search box. Yeah. Now type in over there AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk. Type in AnyDesk. Click on the back arrow at the top. Give a click on the back arrow. Press the back arrow, left hand top corner back arrow.
Bottom corner on my phone.
Yeah.
It says search for apps.
Yeah, click on search for apps. Click on that search for apps.
Yes, search for apps.
Now type there AnyDesk, A-N-Y.
I've been typing in A-N-Y. N for Mary. It's an N, is it? A-N.
No, it's A-N. N for Nancy.
It is N. A-N.
Y. Again, you N-M-Y. Put M. I told you N for Nancy. You are putting M for Mary. It's N. N for nose. N for nose.
Oh. AnyDesk, right.
Yeah. Now, can you see there will be an option called AnyDesk plugin? Press on plugin.
Plugin, right here.
Yeah.
There are two red squares, team zero remote control.
No. You press the home button. The security is is been installed. Press the home button.
Yep, we're back to home.
Yeah. Once you back the home, you do one thing. You open up the settings application. Swipe your screen bottom to top. Now.
Settings.
Yeah. Open the settings.
Back to home.
No, you are just clicking on the application. Tap outside that back to call. Tap outside that. Look at the right hand bottom corner. Can you see? Yeah, now wait. Now you do not click on that yellow profile. You just click on the settings. Now scroll it down. Look for accessibility. There will be an option called accessibility. Do you see accessibility?
No, that's extra work, no.
Okay.
Shortcuts and accessibility?
No. Yeah, click on that shortcut and accessibility. Press on that. Now scroll down the page. Go to the bottom, click on accessibility at the bottom. Press on accessibility at the bottom.
Yep, got it.
Yeah, click on that accessibility. You need to click on the accessibility, sir.
Yeah, accessibility menu.
Okay. Now let me just check. Okay. Okay, now you press the home button.
Yes.
Now you just simply do one thing. You swipe your screen bottom to top.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just tell me one thing, do you use the Commonwealth application onto your mobile phone?
What application?
That Combank application, sir, onto your mobile phone.
I've got apps on it.
Do you have your banking application, the mobile banking application, onto your mobile phone?
These are the apps.
Do you have your banking app, your Commonwealth banking app, onto your mobile phone?
I can't quite understand. What was that?
I'm asking you, do you have your Commonwealth Bank application, your Combank application, onto your mobile phone?
Yes.
You have? Okay.
Yes.
So you just go ahead and log into it, sir. I want to just show you something. You go ahead and log into it.
Log into what? Hang on, I've lost it again.
Go ahead and log into your Commonwealth application, your banking application from your mobile phone.
What do you want me to log into? Any desk, is that it?
Not the any desk, onto your banking application. Onto your banking application.
Banking.
That means you don't have. Okay, no problem. Just be with me for a while.
Are you there, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So as you don't have the banking application on your mobile phone, okay, I will be going to guide you some few steps ahead in order to provide you all kind of security, okay?
Okay.
Now, as you know, sir, we are working on your computer, okay, and still the security has been running, okay, and from our background of our database, okay, we have found there are some kind of fraudulent charges has been done on your account, okay. So can you just tell me, like, do you remember when was the last time you have made any kind of transaction on your Commonwealth?
Thursday.
Okay. Now you just do one thing. You have to just follow my instruction, okay? Because at the moment on your computer, like, the security work is going on, all right? So you have to follow the instructions on your mobile phone. On the very bottom, do you see there is a Play Store on your cell phone?
I'm on the home page.
Exactly. Now, on the bottom, okay, can you see there is a triangular, shape over there, just left to the camera icon?
Click on that. Yes, nothing's happening.
No, you are pressing on the right side, okay? Just look on the left to the camera icon, right?
On the left here, I've got three horizontal bars. On the right, I've got an arrow pointing left.
Just above that, do you see there is an icon like a yellow triangle?
Hang on, something's happened.
Okay, don't touch anywhere, okay? Like, our robot server is just working over here, all right?
Okay.
So don't touch anywhere.
No.
It will be just automatically help you to just do the further thing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Because you see, it's type over there like your bank name, like your Combank. All right. This is the secure application, like which the service has provided to you, okay? So from now onwards, you can use your application from here, all right? So, as we have checked that, there are some few charges we have detected, alright? Because yesterday morning, we have found there is a charges of $489, alright? So, did you authorize that charge?
No.
Like, we have seen that, like it has for the gift cards of $489 on eBay, all right? So that is why we got suspicious, all right? That if you haven't authorized that charge, so who is making that charge? So which means that this is a fraudulent transaction, because as your computer has been hacked from so long time, all right, and as you have get the alert today, all right, so somebody has been misusing your information with your personal details, all right? So that is why we are here to help you out. And did you see it ask you open, like if download it properly?
You'll be there, okay.
Yeah, click on open.
Okay, so log on.
Yes. Log on over there, put your details and click on log on. And check your password whether you are putting it right or not. Any problem are you facing, sir?
I'd say that something was wrong.
Maybe you are entering the wrong details. Not to worry. Just try to recheck and redo it. Okay?
It doesn't look right. It says check your login details. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, you are pretty sure. That's why I asked you to check your password and all that. Just check your user ID is correct. Are you putting the details on your mobile phone at the moment, sir?
No, I'm putting the... Yeah, I checked the password. That's the one I always use, and that's definitely my sign in. Excuse me.
Sir, by mistake, you have done something wrong here. All right. Now, just you have to open the AnyDex application again. Like the red color diamond shape application, you remember? Like you have just opened it before. First of all, what can you see on your mobile phone? Just tell me that.
Sorry, I couldn't get that. I'm very hard of hearing.
What can you see on your mobile phone right now?
Where am I on now? I'm on a homepage.
You're on a homepage, right? Now just try to find out the AnyDex app, all right? AnyDex app, the red color application.
Yeah, AnyDex.
Did you open that?
It says AnyDex might not work properly when it's real.
That's enough. Yeah, touch on that AnyDex.
Click on the OK, is it?
Yep. What do you see right now?
I've got a number 51052575, which is my address.
Okay, now just a moment. Don't touch anywhere.
No.
Do you see start now? Start on the bottom. Yes. Now just wait. Don't touch anywhere. Okay.
Sorry, your voice is dropping out.
I'm telling you, don't touch anywhere. Just leave your mobile phone as it is.
Oh, that's better. Yes. Now, what do you want me to do?
Just, you know, don't touch anywhere.
No.
Not to touch anywhere. Like, this is supposed to be automatically open the thing for you, okay, on your mobile phone. So that is why don't touch anywhere, so like, the thing goes wrong.
I'm trying to voice drop on out there, I couldn't hear a thing.
I am telling you, don't touch anywhere on your mobile phone. If you touch anywhere, may the thing goes wrong, okay?
Okay.
Touch on the middle of your screen, what do you see?
Sorry, what was that?
Just touch on the middle of your screen.
I can't hear you, the sound's gone.
Now, can you hear me properly?
Yes, I can now. I can hear you properly most of the time, but it keeps dropping out for some reason.
I'm asking you, touch on the middle of your screen.
The middle?
Your middle.
It says forgotten details. Card number,
yeah,
card.
Exactly. Just put your client number once again and your card pin. Like it says, no, just wait. It says forgotten details, right? So you remember your client number and password, right? Just try to put the client number correctly and the password correctly. All right?
Client number. I can do that again. You want to do that again?
Do that again. Start from the beginning and check it properly. What do you see on your mobile phone, sir? Did you put your password back there, Amatabo? Hello?
Hello, it should be right now, I don't see.
What do you see right on your screen?
Login with the NetBank details. Oh, NetBank details. No, this is a concept bank page. I didn't put in the NetBank password. That's what it is, I think.
Okay, press the home button. And open the AnyDesk again. Press the home button. Yes. And open the AnyDesk.
Open what?
AnyDesk.
Sorry.
What can you see on your mobile screen right now? Just tell me.
Problem with your NetBank details.
Press the home button. Get out from this page. Get out from this page first of all. Come back to your home screen.
I've been putting in the wrong ones. I've been putting in the context details.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me? First tell me that.
Can I what?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. Press home button. Press the home button on your mobile phone.
It's going to have a device.
I'm trying to find my details from NetBank.
Not the NetBank, sir. You have to put the home button on your mobile phone.
Right.
Oh, I push the home button. That's where I am now. Okay. Now, just do one thing, okay? Just open any text. The red color icon.
Any text is open. I've got battery optimizations. I've got a number, 510525175.
Okay, now you will be get to see Start Now option. Press on Start Now.
Start Now?
Yes, press on Start Now.
I can hardly hear you. You're dropping out again.
Press on Start Now.
You're back now.
Now just wait. Click on OK.
Disconnect. Microsoft support is established.
Okay, now don't touch anywhere, okay? Don't touch anywhere.
No. Do you want me to put the details in here?
Yes, put the details over there, like you're on the NetBank page, right? Don't answer any phone call right now. Don't answer any phone call.
I've been putting the wrong ones in.
Yes. Put the right details.
Okay.
Okay, don't touch anywhere. Don't touch anywhere. Leave your mobile phone. Are you there?
I am. Yes, you said don't touch anything.
Yes.
This doesn't look right. Check your logon details. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
I have to watch. Okay.
You have the wrong number. Yeah, the wrong number. Just put the right number over there.
Yeah. NetBank you want. And the password will be wrong too. So.
Okay, just put the net banking one. And put the right password as well.
Yeah.
Did you put the password over there?
I did.
Now put the next.
Yep. Come up, your account's been locked for your security.
What do you see?
Your account's been locked for your security. Have I forgotten my password to unlock or reset your password?
Like it says, like your account has been locked, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's actually showing this spot, so I can't see what the password says to tell whether I've put it in wrong or not.
Okay. What are the options do you see? What are the options do you see? Just tell me that.
Not at the moment. I'm going to put the password in again, all right?
Okay, put the password in again.
Yes, with more care. tenants should be right. No. Is the account's been locked?
What? Yes, I'm here.
Okay, it says your account's been locked for security attack. I've forgotten my password, but no, it's the same. It's the password I've got here.
So you can do one thing, okay? You can just choose the forgot your password, alright? So you can change your password.
Okay. It's the same one I used for concept.
Yep.
I pushed okay. What do
you
see here?
What do you see right now?
Well, the account number is in, and underneath the password is still there, but it's all blocked. I can't tell whether I put it wrong or not.
Okay.
It says next. Alright, so
click on next. Now what is
your account? There's a white box. Your account's been locked for your security. Tap, I've forgotten my password to unlock or reset.
Okay, touch on forgot password. Touch on forgot password.
It's got okay in that box.
You click on okay.
It takes me back to the same page.
Okay.
Try the password again.
And the account which you are putting over there, right, sir? Can you hear me?
Yes. You know, I'm just putting in the password with more care. It's the same password, but my fingers are bigger, too big for the little numbers, okay?
Okay.
There we go. So it still says it's been locked.
You can just do one thing, alright? Just come in front of your computer, okay? Just come in front of your computer.
Just what? On the computer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now just do one thing. Can you see Commonwealth Bank, your computer screen?
You want me to fill in the numbers, the client number and all that?
Yeah. Put it over there. Yes, I'll work for you. Sir, put the client number and password on your computer. And put the right client code, right? Lord Karuna is wrong.
Nobody set that either on the computer even.
Okay, it's like it's showing you the same thing, right? But you have a different client code, right? You have also a different, which start with 5, right? You can just try that one.
Okay, I never do the bank on my mobile phone. There's not a password. Yes.
Now you can just. Just do one thing, sir, right? Like you have a different client code as well, which start with 530, right?
Yeah.
You can try that one.
In this bank. Alright.
like you remember like the password which you have put over there, which is connected with your 5303 client code?
Yeah, what I'll write there, yeah. That's the one you mean?
No, like I'm asking you that the 530 client code which you have put, right? And you have put the same password of your, like the 5301, or you have put the different password. Do you remember that?
No. So I've got other known passwords here.
No, you have a, you have two different client codes, right? You have two different client codes. So you have a two different password, right?
I don't know, to tell you the truth. So I usually go to CompSec, and from CompSec I go into NetBank. I don't use the first rate for NetBank, and I don't ever use my phone.
Okay, you can use the CompSec, all right? You can use the CompSec, all right, the way you do.
Hmm. I'm back to security, leave site, leave cancel.
Just wait for a moment.
I have to do it on the phone. I'm back to Google, folks.
Now put the client code.
Sorry, what was that?
Okay, put the client code and password your CompSec on your CompSec. And once you put the password, just check it.
Sorry?
Once you put the password, just check it.
Yeah.
See the eye icon.
466, that is my password.
Click on login.
Is it wrong? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, let me check it. I got a number wrong up here.
No, you have, okay, just recheck it.
Yeah, well, that works.
Now that's work, right? Now, you
yeah.
Just do something, come in to your phone, okay, come into your phone.
Yes, I'm back to the phone, right.
Just come into your phone. What do you see on your phone? Yeah.
Sorry, what was that?
On your mobile phone. Now just come into your mobile phone, not in your computer. All right?
Okay.
Now what do you see on your mobile phone?
I'm on the mobile phone. It's got the NetBank.
NetBank, right? Press the home button. Press the home button on your mobile phone. And open any Dex.
Sorry, what was that?
Okay, just wait for a moment. Just wait for a moment. Are you there, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you in the mobile phone?
I am.
Okay, now you just do one thing, okay? Like, did you come back to your home screen on your mobile phone? Press the home button.
I'm back on the get started, log on with this bank details page.
Press the home button, alright? Press the home button.
Home button, yes. Okay.
Now open any Dex. Did you open any Dex? The Vector
yep.
Application? What do you see?
It says any Dex and a number, I've got a number there and then battery
optimization.
Once,
okay. click on OK, and once you see allow,
start recording or casting with any disk.
Yeah. On the bottom, what option do you see?
PS4 will start now.
Click on the start now.
Right. And then we go back to battery optimization. It's
click
okay.
On okay.
I'm on connector established, multiple
support disk. Now just wait, sir, okay? Don't touch anywhere on your mobile phone. Okay. What do you see right now?
I've got the logon page with the NetBank logon page. It is with the number, the account number, and the password all dots. I'm not sure what it is.
Okay.
It should be the same as the contact password.
Okay, it will be same with the contact password, right?
There are two other passwords.
Okay.
On the table, but I don't know what
because you have trying to attempt too many times on the internet banking, that is why your access is getting blocked. Okay. Now you just do one thing. What do you see on your computer screen right now?
At the moment, I've got the account number for NetBank. Oh, the computer screen. Yeah, your NetBank has been temporarily locked. Don't worry. Can unlock your access. It says log on to NetBank. And that's blank. Like the client and password in the bank. Blank.
Okay, now just wait for a moment. Now here, what you have to do is put your client number and password, okay? On your computer.
Yes. Okay. Now the password is the same as I used for contact bank. It doesn't seem to want that one.
Now just wait. Don't touch anywhere. Okay?
Okay.
Now, just bring your debit card because you have to, because your details has been locked, alright? So you have to change your details. You have to retrieve your log on details, alright? So for that reason, okay, you have to need some few things. Before you begin, you will need debit card, credit card, key card, or travel money card, okay? Like, you have your debit card with you?
I do.
Be handy with your debit card, and you need your card PIN, and you have your mobile number, right?
Card number. You want me to put that in? Debit card. You want me to put the number in? Hello?
Yes, I'm here, sir. I'm here. Just give me a moment.
Right.
All right. Now enter your card number. Enter your card number and your card PIN. Once you're done with your card number, just do let me know.
Mm-hmm.
The space does not matter, okay? Like, did you type the card number?
Yeah, that's the debit card, right?
Okay. Just recheck your number. Like, did you put the right details? Because there should be no space while you are entering the number. Can you hear me?
Yes, that's the same number. And card pin, the card pin. Let's see, that was the same.
Like you have a 17 digit, like on your card.
Which?
So do you have a 17 digit card number or you have a 16 digit card number on your debit card?
The security number, is that what you mean?
The card number, I'm asking you. The card number is the 17 digit card number or it is the 16 digit card number?
All of them, there is a card number from the front of the card, but there is a number on the back. Do you want that one?
No, not that one, card pin. The card pin should be your ATM number, like the 4 digit pin, which you put it on the ATM, right?
Yeah, I think that's it. I might change it a couple of times.
Okay. So you are sure that you have the card number which you have put, okay? That is correct?
It's correct, is it? What do I do now?
Now just wait.
Or next. I'll click on next, do I?
Just click on the checkbox first, okay?
This one.
Yep, and then click on next. Now, on your mobile phone, okay, you are going to receive a code, all right? You have to enter the code, all right?
All
right. Just check your mobile phone. You are going to receive a code. On your mobile phone, SMS. Open the SMS on your mobile phone.
I haven't received the code yet.
Did you got the code? Did you got the message from your Commonwealth?
Yeah, I haven't got anything. Is it a message you mean or a phone call?
It's a message. Open the message.
Message. No, I haven't got a message either yet.
Just check your mobile phone. On your mobile phone, you are going to receive a code.
Yeah, not yet. I'm still here.
Okay. You just open the. Just come back to your home screen and open the AnyDex.
Yeah, the home screen.
Like the mobile phone which you are using right now. Okay, that number is linked with your bank. Is that number linked with your bank?
Oh, is it?
How many mobile phones do you have got at your home?
No, I'm not getting any phone calls.
I'm asking you, like, how many mobile phones do you got?
What's that?
How many mobile phones do you got?
How many passwords?
Mobile phone. Cell phone? How many cell phones do you got?
Okay.
How many cell phones do you got, sir? How many cell phones?
How many? Well, there's mine and there's my wife's phone.
Okay. So whose number? Whose number is attached with your bank? Whose number is attached with your bank?
Well, that'll be mine. Yeah, mine.
Okay. So on your mobile phone, okay? All right. Just press the home button and open the AnyDex.
Nothing here. I'm not getting anything here. No.
Press the home button, sir. Did you press the home button on your mobile phone?
Yes, I'm on the home button now. I'm on the home screen.
Okay, now now open AnyDex. AnyDex.
Yeah.
All right. Now click on start now. Click on start now. What do you see on your screen? Okay, just
drop it.
All right, now just wait for a moment. Like in this phone, right? Like your bank is like in this phone, the number which you got is attached to your bank. This is your phone.
This is my phone, yes.
And this number is attached with your Commonwealth.
Yes. This is the one they have.
Okay, and this number is attached with your Commonwealth, right?
As far as I know, it's the one I always give anyone.
So you are not getting the code, right, on your mobile phone? And when was the last time? When was the last time you have visited to your bank, sir?
Well, last Thursday, I was there.
All right. And like, as you in your Cossack, all right, like Comsec, like you purchase, you do share market trading, stock market as well.
Yes.
Okay. Because as you know, like there are some infections, all right? Like as there are some charges, we are trying to cancel the charge, okay? So we are just trying to secure all the things. But here the problem is, like your computer is getting contaminated, right, at the moment. So that is why, like your net banking has been blocked at the moment. So like it is a temporary block, okay? But we are just trying to helping you to just change your password and all that, right? But what is happening that you are not eligible to get a code at the moment. So we are just trying to keep sending you the code. But you are not assuring me that whether this number is attached with your bank or like the number which is that is a different number. You just confirm me.
Well, it's possible we use the watch number, but I don't think so. Because I've only just had new cards made a couple of weeks ago to get rid of them.
All right.
To get rid of some scams that we had, the bank repaid the money. And you want my wife's phone number?
No, I don't want wife's phone number. But, you know, like the card which you have just received. So you have upgraded the number with this card.
And, well, as far as I know, all you have to sign up with a new card and get it.
And when you have submit the documentation, so like you have submit this new number, like your new number, like from the number which you are talking to me?
No, I use the same number.
Sorry?
Probably a different PIN.
Okay. PIN must be different, but the number is same, right? But at the moment, okay. You can just do one thing, all right?
Yeah.
Like, you have to call up your, like, I hope that on the card, on the back side, there is a number of your bank, right?
Yeah.
So, can you just do one thing, sir?
On the back, hang on.
All right. You have to call your Combank, all right? You have to call them. And you have to tell them that I can't able to login into my online banking because of some too many incorrect login attempts, all right? So I have been blocked. So please help me out to login into my account, all right? So they will definitely gonna help you out. Do you got that?
You want me to go to the bank? And ask them to check my phone number.
No. I'm asking you to ring your bank, okay, from your home, from your mobile phone, okay? Like, you can use your wife's mobile phone, all right?
Yes.
You can use your wife's mobile phone to ring your bank, and on the same time, I will be on the line with you, all right? So you have to call your bank and tell them, I hope that you have got your bank number with you.
It's on the bank card, isn't it?
Exactly. On the back of your card, there is a bank number. So you have to call to that number, and you have to talk to them. You have to tell them that I can't able to log in into my online banking. It's showing me that there is too many attempts, incorrect login, all right? Too many times I have logged in incorrectly with a different password or PIN, so I have been locked up. Please help me out to get login into my account, okay? How can I do that? So they will be going to guide you the instructions to help you. Got that?
Okay.
And make sure that you are not supposed to tell them, okay? Before going further, okay, you have to follow two protocol, okay? Make sure that the first one, that make sure that we don't get disconnect on this line. From the line which we are talking with you, it is a secure line, all right? Because there are some unknown person who are getting involved with your information, all right? So they are actually into your information. So we are just trying to keep protect from that, okay? So please do, and the second protocol which you have to follow is that you have to keep these things very confidential. Alright, the conversation which you are having with the Microsoft, you have to keep these things very confidential, okay? Not to disclose the bank to anything, because at the moment we don't know who is that person are trying to bring the wrong thing on your account, right? So in the meanwhile, first we are going to help you to reset your password and the ID of your bank. So your bank can directly help you with that. Alright?
Okay.
So are you ready? So what, suppose that if you call your bank, and what you have to tell them?
Yeah, I'll get my wife's phone.
Sorry?
I'll have to go and get my wife's phone.
Go and get her phone. Okay, go and get her phone. Are you going to ring your bank, sir?
I'm just ringing contact now.
Yeah, and don't talk to me while you are talking with them, okay?
Sorry, what was that?
Don't talk to me while you are talking with them, with your bank, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Make sure I got the right number here. 6127222. Yeah.
Your call
could not be connected. Please check the
number and try again.
Please dial again, including the area code. Please dial again, including the area code.
The public holiday, some bloody thing, there's no phone.
Are you there, sir? Are you there?
Yeah, I keep getting them.
Okay. Don't call your bank, okay? How far is the nearest branch from your home? Can you just tell me that?
Probably 5 miles.
5 miles, right? And how you go there? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Are you there? Hello?